For our sermon today, we're picking up, continuing with Psalm 66. It says, "For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay to you my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams. I will make an offering of bulls and goats, Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love for me." God, we add our voices to the eternal choir of heaven that continually sings your praises. So yesterday was the 4th of July, Independence Day, the day we celebrate the birthday of the United States of America. I went on the internet and dug up some little known facts about the 4th. For instance, did you know that although July 4th is the date printed on the original document of the Declaration of Independence, the Continental Congress actually declared independence from the British on July 2nd. The 4th was when Congress approved the final wording of the document, but the real proclamation happened on July 2nd. The country's second president, John Adams, always wanted to celebrate America's birthday on the 2nd, but we have done it on the 4th all these years, and I don't think we're going to change that anytime soon. Not all 56 delegates signed the declaration on the 4th. Some weren't able to sign it until August 2nd. George Washington did not sign the Declaration of Independence, but he did read it aloud to a crowd at a city hall in New York. The spectators later tore down a statue of King George III that was nearby. They didn't need it anymore. America was a new nation now, so why celebrate a past harsh regime when something new and exciting was being born? Time to move forward, and we won't be back. But don't worry, Americans did not forget what and whose tyrannical impulses led to their Declaration of Independence. The first Independence Day celebration started on July 8, 1776, when the city of Philadelphia threw a big party, including a parade and the firing of guns. General Washington's army celebrated on the 9th when they got the news. Georgia learned it was part of a brand new nation on August 10th. And England didn't find out about the declaration until August 30th. So ever since that summer of 1776, Americans have had a big blowout on the 4th of July to celebrate. But it sounds to me like we should start partying on July 2nd and keep it going all the way through August. We didn't have much of a 4th of July this year, did we? How can we seriously celebrate when we've been told to isolate? Everyone looks forward to the 4th of July for no other reason than to have a barbecue with your best buds and then later on to set off fireworks to light up the sky. We've been shut down, but that doesn't mean we have to shut up. We still have a lot to celebrate. We still have a lot to be thankful for. So let's make some noise. How appropriate it is to be noisy in noisy. Something from Psalms 33 keeps coming back to my mind. Verse 12 says, "Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord." That's what should get us celebrating, not just on the 4th of July, but all year long. We have a reason to be happy and noisy because we have covenanted as a nation to follow the one God of all the nations. We remember how God called the people of Israel out of bondage in Egypt to become a new nation, one that would follow God's laws and commandments, and thus would serve as an example to the whole world. We saw how God blessed Israel and gave them a land flowing with milk and honey, with the clear caveat that they would only and ever worship the God Yahweh. Of course, as we know, Israel did not live up to that ideal. When God's patience ran out, God sent them into exile. So in a sense, the United States stepped up to the plate to take its shot at picking up where Israel left off. The big idea was that we would be like another Israel, accepting and acknowledging God, only we would do it better. It would be disingenuous and dismissive for us to claim that we get it right all the time. We claim we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and we sincerely want to live up to that claim, and we can, and we will. We're a work in progress. As the psalm said, God has tested us and tried us to see what we will do. Will we live in love as God has asked us to? Will we be open and accepting as God has called us to be? Will we bring our worship and our hearts together, repent when we need to repent, rejoice when we need to rejoice, and live as God's covenant people? You know, we are extremely blessed and extremely proud to be citizens of this nation, to be part of this great outlandish experiment, to build a country from scratch and blend and march and toil together. And yet we have a higher calling, a higher blessing, because we are part of another country and another kingdom, a kingdom not built with hands, but with the heart, a kingdom that beckons and challenges us, a kingdom that is pure and powerful, a kingdom that is everlasting. We are always and ever looking forward to the time when God's own realm is realized. In that kingdom, we declare our independence from all the things that separate us from one another. In that kingdom, we declare our independence from all things that draw us away from God, our Creator. In that kingdom, we find true life, true liberty, true happiness, for it's here that we find Jesus Christ and declare him to be the one who makes our lives complete. It is here that we pledge to love him and place ourselves unflinchingly and happily into his care. This is the kingdom we are called to build. This is the kingdom we celebrate, not just one day out of the year, but every single day. Let the fireworks of our spirits burst into midair as we declare Jesus as our Savior and ourselves as his people. This is not the time to be quiet. This is the time when we must make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It is the time to start making some noise and turning some heads and getting people's attention and clearly speaking the truth about what we have seen and learned and heard. Let's make some noise and say Jesus calls us to righteous living and compassion and kindness, not lip service, but actual service, where we reach out to the other sheep of his pasture and bring them in under his guidance and guardianship. Let's make some noise and say plainly and strongly, this is the Christ we worship and follow, the one who loves and leads, who touches and teaches, who goes to the marginalized and maligned, and this is what we do too. But you know, there's a paradox in all this. Before we get noisy outside, we have to bring ourselves to quietness inside. We have to be quiet so we can hear God's still, small voice speaking to us loudly and clearly about what we are called to do. We need to get quiet and listen to God so we can be ready to make some noise about God's will for the world. After we listen, then we can speak. Then we can make some noise. Not noise for noise's sake, but noise that means something. Let's make some noise about the way Jesus Christ really wants us to do and to be. Let's make some noise about the ultimate freedom we have found in following Christ. Let's make some noise about the all-encompassing love of God that leaves no one out, no one behind, a love that is enough for all and is meant for all. Let's make some noise about what God has done for us and what we know God will do for us and with us in the coming days and years. Let's make some noise so people will know exactly who and what we stand for, exactly who we serve and follow. Let's make some noise and make God's praise be heard. Let us tell all, come and see, come and hear. Join us in our celebration. For us, every day is Independence Day. We declare our freedom from the bondage of fear. We declare our freedom from the bondage of hate. We declare our freedom from the bondage of uncertainty and doubt. We declare our freedom from all restraints and all constraints that block our path to God and to Christ. We declare we are now free to live, to love, to learn, to listen, to help, to bless, to pray, to speak, to praise, Every day is our Independence Day when we live in the light of the love of God. So set off the fireworks, raise your hands and your voices. Let us all thank God for all these blessings. Come on, let's make some noise. Let us pray. God of our freedom and our dependence on you, once again, we give you thanks for all you have done for us. Be with us as we continue to help America live up to the ideals you have set for us and help us fulfill the promises we have made to you. We can't make it happen without your love and guidance and without Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Hear our celebration and rejoice as we renew our covenant with you. Amen.
Of his heart.